Tulsi Gabbard calls for censuring Trump, remains undecided on impeachment. By Joshua Kaplan on December 17, 2019. 2020 presidential candidate Representative Tulsi Gabbard, DeHi, is calling on Congress to censure President Donald Trump as the House prepares to vote on impeachment tomorrow, reports ABC News. Gabbard will join several moderate Democrats in supporting a resolution to censure the president this afternoon. One of the moderate Democrats, Representative Kurt Schrader, Dior, said recently of the proposal, "I think it's certainly appropriate and might be a little more bipartisan, who knows? Time's slipping by," he added. Speaking Monday during a campaign stop at Furman University in Greenville, South Carolina, Gabbard said she's still on the fence regarding whether she will vote to impeach President Trump on Wednesday. "I'm taking this time for myself to be able to review everything that's happened. All the information that's been put forward," the Hawaii Democrat said. "And just all the factors that go into really trying to figure out what is the best action to take for our country. And for democracy. It's not a simple or easy decision to make." Meanwhile, the House Rules Committee met Tuesday to debate the parameters of the voting process for the lower chamber's full impeachment vote on the two proposed articles, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. As House lawmakers prepare for tomorrow's vote, President Trump sent a blistering to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, calling the ongoing proceedings an illegal, partisan attempted coup. "By proceeding with your invalid impeachment, you are violating your oaths of office, you are breaking your allegiance to the Constitution, and you are declaring open war on American democracy," the president wrote in the 6-page letter. "You are the ones interfering in America's elections. You are the ones subverting America's democracy. You are the ones obstructing justice," he added. "You are the ones bringing pain and suffering to our republic for your own selfish, personal, political, and partisan gain." Earlier Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, rebuked an offer by Senate Minority Chuck Schumer, DNY, on inviting additional witnesses as part of the upper chamber's likely trial, calling the proposal dead wrong and a fishing expedition.